This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Seattle is one of the greenest cities around. Residents there recycle 50% more stuff than people in other cities. And Seattle has profited by getting a good price for its recycled material overseas. Well, the economic downturn is changing that, from member station KUOW Ann Dornfeld reports.
John Howe has plenty of time to talk to a reporter. He owns and operates West Seattle Recycling. Howe says business is so bad that he's had two customers all day. He points to the huge bales of shiny paper stacked in his icy warehouse. Howe says a month and a half ago, he could sell that grade of paper for $170 a ton. Now it goes for $60.
$60 is quite a drop. That's one-third in one order. So I've never seen a drop like that in the 28 years I've been in business.
But $60 is a lot compared to what he's getting for the colorful bales of catalogs, junk mail, and magazines known as mixed waste.
And that's pretty much what residential people recycle, is mixed waste. I have no market for that right now. It went from 128 to 108 to less than zero.
Most of the paper Howe can sell, though, will go across the street to the Port of Seattle. It's bound for factories in Asia and South America. It's turned into things like packaging for toys and electronics. We're buying a lot less of those these days, thus the drop in demand and subsequently the value of all this paper. It's not just private business owners like John Howe who are taking a hit. Last year, the city of Seattle made $4 million from the recycling it picked up curbside and then sold for a profit. This year will be different. George Seidels handles the business side of recycling for Seattle Public Utilities.
Some of the prices took a drop in the 80% range, which is pretty doggone dramatic, but they were also at record highs.
Seidels says a few years ago, the city made just $100,000 or so a year from recycling. Then expanding overseas markets inflated the prices hugely. He thinks the markets are just leveling off, albeit dramatically. He adds that some of the lost revenue from recycling will be balanced by savings in trash collection.
Our disposed garbage at our transfer stations this year is down about 10%. We also know a great deal of that is actually from the economy. And so we're going to see comparable savings, a savings in about the $2 million range this year just on the disposal side.
Still, Seidels says the downturn in the recycling market won't affect the city's commitment to recycling. It's even expanding its program to include more plastics and food waste. He says the financial boost recycling has provided the city until recently has just been icing on the cake. The opposite is true for the scavengers whose livelihood depends on recycling. That's a lot of the folks who sell material to John Howe at West Seattle Recycling.
So I'm going to pay you for 7 pounds. And the price is 20 cents a pound right now.
Okay, so it ain't very much.
It's a big $1.40 coming.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to Arizona. They say it's warmer down there.
Well, this will pay for a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, thank you very much,
hey,
guy.
Thanks. Have a good trip.
Take care.
Howe says a lot of scrap is recycled instead of just landfilled, thanks to scavengers.
I have quite a few customers who live on the streets, who may be homeless, and they're really struggling right now. I don't frankly know what they're doing because they're only making a few dollars a day as opposed to maybe between $30 and $50 a day. And that was probably barely enough to get by. So, I mean, I hate paying the prices I'm paying.
Unlike Howe, the big recycling brokers have room to stockpile material in hopes of a turnaround in the market. But Giant International Paper has stopped giving tours at some of its plants because of safety concerns. They say the piles of paper are just getting too high. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.